People do all sorts of things to reduce their risk for cancer. Popping vitamins, drinking green tea, exercising regularly. But what should you do if the odds are dramatically stacked against you from birth? Sonoma County writer Joelle Burnett had to ask this question of herself.
I was given a higher than 90% chance of getting breast cancer. I had a 1 in 3 chance of getting ovarian cancer. Most women have a 1 in 60 to 70 chance of getting ovarian cancer. So with those odds stacked against me, I had to do something.
Cancer runs in Burnett's family. Her grandmother died of breast cancer when she was in her 40s. Her aunt, at 32, also died of breast cancer. And her sister has had breast cancer. Twice. Some members of Burnett's family carry a genetic mutation, a variant of the BRCA gene, that makes it much more likely they'll develop cancer. Joelle has it too.
After I found out about the mutation, all I could think about were my kids and what this was going to do to them. I have a son and a daughter. I went into a panic with that. It was very stressful and a horrible thing to go through.
Burnett recently published a book called Cancer Time Bomb about her experience with the BRCA gene and the drastic choice she made in an effort to cut her cancer risk.
After long deliberation, I chose to have a tram flap reconstruction.
After the doctors removed Burnett's breasts and ovaries, she had what is essentially a massive tummy tuck, where stomach tissue is used to reconstruct breast tissue.
So it's a dramatic surgery. You're in the hospital for a week. The operation itself was 10 hours.
And it took her months to recover. But Burnett's book isn't all doctor's visits. It's filled with family drama, sarcasm, cursing, and humor.
It's a roller coaster ride going through this, and it's a good story. It's a good family story, maybe not for your kids to hear, but for for adults to read.
The book offers advice to women preparing for the tram flap procedure, and something else. Burnett offers understanding for women sharing the same experience. She says, sometimes you feel like a fraud. Once people know she's had a mastectomy, they assume she's a cancer survivor and pour out their support.
And when you have to tell them, no, I did not have breast cancer, and they look at you with this, there's this look that they give you. It's like you just stole something from them. It's a stolen sympathy that you just took from them.
Joelle put off getting tested for the BRCA gene for a number of years. She was afraid of what the results would be. But standing where she is now, that isn't what she'd suggest to others.
You can get through this. Your body will recover, and you can go on with some comfort. I think it's good to have the knowledge. I've had a lot of cancer survivors who said that it would have been a gift for them if they had known. And if you have any history of breast cancer or ovarian cancer in your family, it's probably a good idea to get tested, because why not know if you can do something about it?
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.